you go to Minnesota now, and all these weeks everybody's been saying, oh, the Broncos are underdogs and all this stuff. Now all of a sudden you go to a game where most people expect you to win. Different mindset for it?
No, we just got to continue to get better, practice hard this week. They're a good team, a lot of talented players. So you can't really look at the record in the NFL. They got a very talented group, so we got to make sure we come in and prepare and focus.
A chance you may not have your partner in crime, Robin may not be able to play. What does that do to this team? How does it affect your game?
He's a big part of what we do. I don't know the whole logistic of it yet, but if he's not able to go, then guys have to step in and try to elevate their game and try to make a big part of what he does for his defense.
You guys expecting Adrian Peterson? Are you preparing like he's going to play?
Yeah, you have to. He's a very explosive player, probably one of the top players in the league. And so we got to make sure we do our job with the running game, that's for sure.
With so much does it help you on one side with Bonds and the other, vice versa?
It's huge. I think we got two guys that come off the edge. It creates issues. But, guys got to step up. I missed a couple games earlier this year. And it's just the way the game goes. We just got to be able to step up and hopefully get back soon.
We don't know the extent of the injury, but a lot of people think, how much does a guy, he's not throwing the ball, he's not catching the ball. How important is the thumb in what you guys do?
Thumb is crucial. I had a pinky injury a couple years ago. As a rusher, you need your hands, and it's very important. But, I'm sure he'll fight through it and get healthy soon so we can get him back.
Help us with the offense that you guys are doing, the not making mistakes, so relying on our defense a lot. Do you enjoy having that? You always have a weight on your shoulders. Now you really have a lot on the defense.
It's a team game, man. So I think especially teams been doing a tremendous job all year. The defense, we've been picking it up, and the offense doing a good job. Like you said, no turnovers. It's just three phases of the game. I think we can execute those pretty good, give you a good chance of winning.
Can you look at anything in particular as to why you guys have stepped it up to such a dramatic?
The coaches challenge us week in and week out. I think as players, we got good leadership on this team. And I think as professionals, you got to get yourself ready and get ready to go and compete.
Was it just a matter of time for the defense to come together? With it, you're integrating three rookies, new coordinator, new scheme, health issues, finally all those new things kind of come together. Was it just a matter of time for you guys?
Like I said, we got a lot of room to improve. I think we're doing some good things, but there's still some improvement need to be made. So we just got to continue to get better as far as the run and continue to get out the quarterbacks. But, I think we're heading in the right direction, but we still got a lot of work to do.
Different feeling now in the fourth quarter games. It's been a while, so it feels like now you guys feel, hey, we're going to make a play. One side of the ball, the other, maybe both. We're going to make the plays in the fourth quarter.
That's the thing, man. It's an overall team game. And if we're able to make a play or vice versa, offense or special teams, that's what it takes in this league for all three phases to be clicking.
It's been a while, though, since the Broncos felt like they were going to make a big play to win a game in the fourth quarter, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while, but I think coaching staff did a tremendous job with the guys keeping the fight in. And I think we're just showing our character that we're going to fight to the end.
How much of that is Tim?
Tim has a lot to do with it. He's a team quarterback. We rally around him. He's been doing a tremendous job for us. And the guys in locker room believe in him.